with your old pal, Junior Miller, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Holt Dodge. Find them at HoltDodge.com. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to the Madden Cruiser.
Boy, did he keep question. It? Did he just park it alongside his house?
No idea. And what happened to Willie, his longtime driver? Is he just out of a job?
I thought Madden killed him or something. Wasn't there like a...
Well, or Madden still travels. Does he still have the bus and gives Willie a call, and once a month they go to a game or something?
Does he still have that Outback sponsorship on it?
I don't know. And how much does he still travel? Enough to warrant having Willie on the payroll?
It's a sweet bus he had.
You know what Willie's last name is? Drive him.
Golly.
Willie drive him.
Yeah, he's driving. Bus drive.
It's kind of unpredictable.
Thankfully, our weekday lineup here at the Little Ticket has hardly changed in more than a decade. The Musers, Norm, Bad Radio, and the Hardline. We've made it a stable lineup, something very rare in radio. Have you noticed, though, that we are also in what I believe to be an unprecedented time in this market for television sports anchors? Dale, Ducey, Babe, and Nui have also each held down their current positions for more than 10 years. I bet you can't find another TV market where all four local stations have had the same main sports guys for that long.
That's pretty good.
It just doesn't happen. There's such turnover in that industry and in that job, but those four guys are very stable.
That means we have some quality there, maybe.
Yeah.
Except for Ducey.
From day one, I have been impressed with the way Tony Romo throws the deep ball. It's almost a lost art these days, hitting a receiver deep in stride, but Romo's great at it, and the numbers back it up. They keep track of downfield passer rating in the NFL. Romo is third in the league behind only Aaron Rodgers and Alex Smith. The worst downfield throwers in the NFL, Mark Sanchez, John Beck, and Donovan McNabb. There's been a lot of backlash since the NFL and the Lions announced last week that Nickelback would be the halftime entertainment in Detroit next week on Thanksgiving Day.
Which Nickelback?
What?
That was a defensive sports term there for a while. Who's the Nickelback?
We had to think about it for 15 seconds before we got
Nobody
it.
Has Nickelbacks anymore.
It's banned.
Oh.
53,000 digital signatures have been collected in protest of the band performing. But the NFL says they have no plans to pull the plug on their selection. Do people hate Nickelback that much?
Yes.
I saw one blogger did this whole long thing on Nickelback being the worst band of all time.
Yet they're so popular, they have an album, I think, that'll come out next week and go platinum right away.
But nobody will admit to buying it.
Right.
I thought the NFL banned them.
TCU's dramatic win in Boise last weekend handed Broncos quarterback Kellen Moore just his third career loss in 49 games started. What's more amazing, he has lost those three games by a combined total of 5 points.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
We found out a little more about T.O. this week. TMZ got a hold of court documents filed by T.O. regarding four different child support cases, asking to have his payments lowered because, as he says, his current income is $0. T.O. and Monique have an 11-year-old son. T.O. and Kimberly have a 7-year-old daughter. T.O. and Samela have a 5-year-old son. And T.O. and Melanie have a 4-year-old daughter. He's paying an average of $20,000 per month to each baby mama, but trying to modify that now that he's no longer getting paid.
Get some baby mamas.
$80,000 a month?
Yes.
Good Lord.
Just for not wearing a Jimmy hat.
What is a Jimmy hat? What is that?
There is little doubt that the greatest 100-year-old athlete on earth is Fauja Singh, who lives in London but hails from India. He recently set the record in the 100-meter for a 100-year-old, running it in 23 seconds.
Okay, he's the only one who's ever tried it.
No, he's not. He broke the previous record. It was held by 6 seconds, so he shattered it. Now, 23 seconds in the 100 meters isn't Usain Bolt 9 seconds fast, but for a 100-year-old, how many 60- or 70-year-olds could run the 100 in 23 seconds?
That's pretty good.
I don't think I could.
Yeah, that's right. You probably couldn't.
What was Norm's time? Do you remember? Training camp?
That was in the 40, wasn't
was the
it?
40?
Or was that the 100?
He did the 100. I watched it online. He did the 100.
Went from end zone to end zone.
Yeah, what
about
was
a minute?
It?
Let's say it was under a minute. He beat the minute mark.
But he had a cane, too.
Yeah.
Then
he was able.
Last month, Singh finished the Toronto Marathon in 8 hours, setting another record for 100-year-olds. And you know what? He does this while wearing this giant turban.
I know.
It's crazy looking.
And is that the guy who I showed you the picture of that says Sikhs in the city? Have you seen that picture?
I haven't seen that. I don't know.
He's wearing the turban and he's in the marathon. And he wears a shirt that says Sikhs in the city.
It's probably him, yeah.
Kind of funny.
The ingenuity of drug smugglers is never to be underestimated, as ABC News discovered in Nogales, Arizona last month. Smugglers had dug tunnels from Nogales, Mexico, under the border to Nogales, Arizona, engineered perfectly to end along International Street, along the metered parking spaces, where vans with false bottoms were parked in certain spaces and the meters were fed. Smugglers in the vans broke through the pavement to meet the tunnelers, and the drugs were loaded into the vans. Still parked, the vans' crews then repaired the pavement, and the vans drove off.
Man. Genius. Genius. That's greatness.
I wouldn't call it greatness.
I want to purchase a false bottom.
It's pretty genius. They're doing the wrong thing, but it is pretty genius. And at a high school basketball game in Oklahoma City, police officer Eldridge Wyatt became dissatisfied that no fouls were being called on number 21, so he walked onto the court to point out the players elbowing to the officials. When referee Stan Guffey told Wyatt to leave, Wyatt placed Guffey under arrest. Guffey was then unarrested a few minutes later so that the game could continue, but when a reporter after the game asked Wyatt for a reaction, he tried to arrest him too. Is that a fan out of control?
Good Lord.
And finally, an elderly couple were in church. The wife leaned over and whispered to her husband, "I just let out a long, silent fart. What should I do?"
Oh, no.
Stop it.
The husband replied, "Replace the batteries in your hearing aid."
No way!
Don't laugh at that.
That's Friday morning scatter shooting for another week. I'm the Junes, reminding you that Thanksgiving is next week, and it's on a Thursday this year, so make the most of it.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another